This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Lights, camera, action. Oh, wait a minute. Can you dim those lights a bit? No, a little more. A little more. Yeah, that's great. Just leave them off. Thanks for listening to another Ben and Gabe podcast. We don't blame you if you missed the show. It's early. No one wants to be out of bed before 9 o'clock, but that's why we put in a podcast, so you can catch up when you finally get out of bed. I'm not saying you're lazy. It's your life. You make the rules. Okay, so this week's episode started with a little bit of tension. I admit it was my fault, but in my defense, Ben is a little bit much sometimes. I think maybe the people at the hot springs would agree with me. I mean, Ben, speedos. Really? If you listen to the show but you don't listen to the podcast, you'll hear a few extra bits that we don't put in the podcast. If you listen to the podcast but not the show, you'll hear a few little extra bits that you don't hear on the show. But because you're listening to the podcast, I'm going to assume you're lazy. Sorry, not out of bed yet. Sometimes when Ben and I talk about the trains and traffic and let people know what's happening on the roads, we go up in a helicopter. Now, it's a huge budget, but I think because we take the job so seriously, they do allow us to take the chopper out every now and then. Now, I haven't given you the trains and traffic reports, but I've just taken out a few little snippets of chopper shenanigans. Oh, and also, Ben reveals his darker side. And I'm not talking about when he torments James, the newsreader. We love you, James, but I'm telling you, if you hear the words,
"Hey, James,
get out of the studio," I'm telling you, Ben's got a plan. You're listening to Ben and Gabe on Joy. Great morning. Having the time.
Fabulous morning.
Okay.
Fabulous morning for some.
All right, okay.
Maybe you, not me.
Okay, good.
I'm not happy with you.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
I'm shitty. Can I say that?
No.
I'm shitey.
You've said it now. What's
I'm up in arms.
What? What'd I do?
I was listening to Jack and Dean yesterday.
Yeah.
Tuesday Drive on Joy.
They're great.
Yeah, I was enjoying the show. I was enjoying the show until I heard this.
Oh, no.
We have had a message in. I also got excited, but you're also saying it, from Gabe.
Hey, Gabe.
Hey, Gabe.
On 0427 Joy 949, or did she do it on onair@joy.org.au? I don't know, but both ways
very
work.
Talented.
Mm-hmm. What does Gabe say?
And she says, great show, Jack and Dean.
Well, thank you.
Thanks, babe. Let me know if you need a third. Ben's getting a bit much. Uh-oh.
Uh-oh, this is Gabe and Ben in the mornings on Wednesday.
They do it, so that's tomorrow morning.
Wake up with Ben and Gabe.
So maybe there's something afoot.
Oh.
Wake up with them.
Maybe Gabe wants to come a thruple with us.
Yeah, come thrup.
Come thrup.
We can go out, have a beer afterwards.
Okay, okay. Yeah.
It's going to work out fine.
Okay, firstly,
you've got some explaining to do.
Firstly, can I just say, I didn't realise you'd be listening. And that's all I got.
All I have to say for you is go off and join Jackson Dean.
Oh, okay.
I hope they enjoy everything that you can bring.
The shenanigans.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm sorry, but.
Well, I've had it with you. And you know what?
Yeah.
If you're going to join Tuesday Drive, I'll join Tuesday Breakfast, the newest team with Annie and Ando.
Oh, Annie and Ando.
Yeah.
They're great.
Yeah, they're fabulous.
You guys would make a really super great team.
I think so.
Are we breaking up?
I think we are.
Do it. Now, Israel Folau, he's in the news again. He's in the news. He's
again.
In court. Yeah. Why? Who cares? I mean, honestly, we're not going to go into it, but I think it is important that we do give him a voice.
Mm.
And he's meditated. He's had a little bit of a reflection.
Yes.
And he does actually have a message for the Joy listeners,
okay,
which we should play now.
This is a world exclusive, isn't it? I see where we're going here.
He's a Muppet.
Yes.
He's a Muppet. Go away. We don't want to hear it. Your time is done.
Good Very night. Telling words, isn't it?
I think it's very articulate.
I really see his point with this one.
Yeah.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Tell us more.
Am I a man or am I a Muppet? Am I
a Never heard more truer words.
If I'm a Muppet, well, I'm a very manly Muppet.
Very manly Muppet.
Am I a Muppet?
Anyway, you've been up to so many amazing things. You did something really cool, though, while we were away.
Mm-hmm. I got a new best friend.
Beautiful.
New best friend.
Yep. Is that the imaginary friend that's sitting in the closet right now?
She is real, but she doesn't remember who I am. But I got to hang out with Judith Lucy.
Yeah, all right. That's amazing.
Australian legend. She's
queen.
So good.
Icon.
Tiny. Little pocket rocket.
Is she little?
Oh, yeah. You could fold her up and fit her in your backpack. Oh,
I love her so much. I would say she would be up there with probably Joan Rivers.
Yeah.
Margaret Cho as like my favourite female comics. She's so strong.
She's great. It was a masterclass
in
stand-up. So you
did Frocking Hilarious in St Kilda?
Mm-hmm. I did at the Alex Theatre. Yep. It was a great gig. So many amazing female performers. It was super, 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 super fun.
Yeah.
The problem I had is that we had a green room. Not a problem. It was great. There was fabulous. Champagne. There was strawberries, chocolate.
Fresh fruit.
Yes. Grapes. It was great. They had barbecue shapes, all kinds of stuff. Beer, whatever you wanted, they had it in the green room. They also had a beautiful mirror. You know those star mirrors with all the lights around
with
the
all
side?
The light bulbs?
Yes.
So I've always wanted one of those.
You don't. I'm telling you. You don't. The lights were so good. I died. I tell you what, Ben.
You could see everything.
Every
the
blemish,
abyss.
Every pimple that I've had in the last 10 years, there was remnants of those pimples.
Yeah.
I could see my eyebrows. Why didn't you tell me? Why didn't you tell me my eyebrows were so bushy?
No one wants to hurt your feelings.
I don't think your eyebrows are meant to reach your hairline, Ben. I tell you what's also really disappointing. I could have raised so much money for Movember. I didn't realise the lighting in my bathroom was
your beard.
So bad.
Was your beard on show?
It was on show. I've got a little lady goatee going on.
You could do a little plait with it. You've never noticed?
I didn't notice. The lighting is so bad in my bathroom. I can't believe you didn't tell me. I could have raised thousands of dollars for cancer research,
yeah.
But I'm going to have to let it go now. Mm. Man, it was a frightening experience.
I like the really bright... I like really bright lighting that makes you look good, but not those kinds of mirrors where you can just see everything.
It was brutal.
I remember just really quickly, my first job was at the Market Hotel, which is now the Emerson, and it was one of like the, you know, big gay bars on Commercial Road. It was like my first job. And I remember being sent on a mission because I was working as a busboy there to the supermarket to get light globes, and I had to get this particular wattage for drag queens because only drag queens can have this certain wattage. And I was like 18. I was so dumb and naive, and I just kept stuffing it up, and I kept getting sent back to the supermarket to get the right wattage.
Oh, really? Really?
Yes.
Well, they've obviously had a horrible moment like me because I tell you what, it's very hard to go onto stage when you realise you're a monster. I'm a monster, Ben.
We
always
knew that. So the gig went great, everything going on with your face.
My face let the team down, but my jokes were brilliant. Yeah. I've got to say, real brilliant. Yeah. Judith Lucy said to me, hey, can I steal some of those jokes? And I said, sure. No,
you'll be doing a national tour with her next year?
Probably. I think that we've got a lot in common in that I do stand up and she's a professional. So go see Judith Lucy. So good. She is so good.
Let's go into news headlines with James.
Oh, not.
Good morning, I'm James Montgomery with the Joy News headlines, and Ben and Gabe, one for you guys. In a bid to combat internet and smartphone addiction,
yes,
an Indonesian city has given out, would you believe, 2,000 pet chicks to elementary and middle school students.
Chickens. Bark, bark, bark.
Yeah. They've given the kids these chickens in a bid to give them activities that will keep them off the internet and their smartphones, because... raising these chickens would teach the kids valuable skills and a sense of responsibility.
But then, like, if the chickens are going to be, like, pooing all over the house, and the kids are going to want to check their phones to know how to care for the chicken. Do you know what I mean? Or, like, what if the chicken starts going crazy?
Well, that's a point.
Sorry, I don't mean to play devil's advocate.
No, Ben, but...
Look, I just think if a kid is going to decide you want to play with a chicken or Candy Crush, I feel like the chicken's going to get a little bit neglected.
Yeah, the chicken will get neglected.
But hang on, there's a but here.
Okay. Yes.
There is a prize for those who raise the chicks into the largest chickens.
And the prize is a new phone.
Yes.
You're joking.
Yeah, well, no, there's a prize for the largest chicken. I actually reckon it's just a ploy to get better chicken schnitzels on the plate.
I was just going to say, the prize is a good chicken dinner.
I reckon
throwing
a couple
of spuds and some gravy.
The bigger the chicken, the better the dinner.
Hey, James.
Yes, Ben.
I've got a joke for you.
Okay, Ben.
Why did the chicken cross the road?
Oh, Ben, why would the chicken cross?
because it wanted to check its grinder. Do you get it? Do you get it? Beautiful weather today, isn't it, Gabe?
It's so lovely. I tell you what, it feels great to be high above everybody else.
Yes.
This helicopter, it's...
Something you're pretty used to, I guess, hey? High above everyone else.
I'm on a pedestal, but it's not normally this high. But I tell you what, I can see all you plebs down there and catching the train, suckers. Get yourself a helicopter. This is beautiful. Look at the Monash. It's not looking great.
And people don't say we're relatable.
Exactly.
Yes.
Exactly. Maybe next time for something different.
And there's a wild eagle. Did you see that?
I did.
Yeah.
Soaring above the skies.
The seagull as well.
Oh, that seagull just got done by the eagle. That's sorry, mate.
I told you to close the window. Bloody hell. Do you know what I was doing yesterday?
I would love to.
I was at the hot springs.
Yeah, cool.
The Peninsula Hot Springs.
Lovely. Sounds divine.
Have you been before?
I've been to Dalesford Hot Springs.
Oh, that's a little bit more lesbian-y, isn't it?
Oh, it's our mecca. It's a lesbian mecca.
Is there even water at the hot springs?
Yes.
The Dalesford.
We've plumbed it quite well, actually, to be honest.
Really?
With you.
Oh, really? It's all plumbed in. It's all legit.
Lesbian hot springs will be much better than gay hot springs.
They would be, you know, because if there was a leak, they'd just pull their spanner out. I got this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. We often wear cargo shorts there, so we've got all the equipment we need.
We don't stereotype on this show at
no,
all,
we
do
don't.
We?
We
don't.
Don't.
Anyway, I was at the hot springs yesterday and I've been there many, many times. Yeah. It's always a really great place to go, great place to unwind, relax, beautiful views. This isn't an infomercial, but something I did do, more importantly, was I debuted some new swimwear.
Oh, cool.
And not just any swimwear.
Yeah.
Speedos.
Ooh.
Red Speedos.
Red Speedos.
Red Speedos.
Mm, that's a statement.
It's something that most people would find a little bit tricky to tackle. No pun intended. Because I feel like they're, I don't know, I feel like they've got a bad name because of T.A.
T.A.?
Tony Abbott.
Oh, yes. Okay.
You know? Yeah.
He has ruined budgie smugglers.
He's ruined them. So I bought this pair. You know, I'm feeling a bit good about my body, you know, my yoga body and all of that. I'm getting really fit and all of that sort of stuff. So I was like, look, it's time to do red Speedos.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And how were you received?
People were looking.
Yeah.
And the only reason why people were looking is that most people wear board shorts.
Yes.
Because I was wondering in my mind, do people wear Speedos to hot springs? I think Speedos are a little bit more of a beach thing. Not everyone's a Speedo wearer. Am I right?
Yeah, absolutely. I got to admit, when I wear Speedos, everyone looks at me too. So I'm just saying you're not special there.
But aren't you supposed to wear like bikini bottoms? You'd wear board shorts though, wouldn't you?
No.
Billabong or something.
I wear bikini to the beach.
Yeah, cool.
Yeah. Mm. So you got a few little side eyes.
I feel like people were looking. I don't know if that was my insecurities or what.
Yeah.
You know?
Do you think they're looking at you as if to say, ooh la la, or are they looking at you like, oh, no, mate, no, no.
I think it was a little bit more, he's a bit extra. I think it was more along those lines.
Yeah.
I felt like I was sort of strutting and being a little bit extra in them.
Of course.
I don't know if you ever
saw
that video with Kylie called Slow, where she's by the pool and they're like doing all those like erotic moves. You won't know it,
but most
of our core audience will.
Is Kylie Danny's sister? Is that the Kylie you mean?
That's her.
Uh-huh. There you go.
Yeah.
So red Speedos, have you got photos? We could put them up on Insta.
We're not putting any more photos of, like...
Don't forget, there are pictures of Ben in a jockstrap on our Instagram page.
It.
We're still going on about it.
Yeah.
Ben and Gabe, Joy.
Enough people have seen it.
Yeah. That's right, seagull.
Close the window.
So I've got... What?
It's because you're eating chips. You've got those hot chips.
That's where I was going. Exactly where I was going.
You want a dimmy?
Oh, that seagull's only got one leg. What is that with that?
Do you want my dimmy? Do
you
want a dimmy?
No,
they're steamed.
Yeah, no, thank you. I avoid at all costs. Hey, we've got a text in. We've got a joke for you. Another chicken joke.
Yes. What did they say? Because I said before, why did the chicken cross the road to check its grinder?
I'm sorry we did that again. It's terrible. Mm. Okay, this is a good one.
Mm.
This is good. It says, hey, Ben, why did the free-range chicken cross the road?
I don't know.
Because she could.
I did have to ask you off air what it meant.
I know, because you're an idiot.
So great at comedy.
Free-range chickens are allowed to do stuff, you know, go to the laundromat, do whatever they want. Free-range chickens... The whole world is
speaking of chickens,
yes,
probably not free range chickens at this point. These ones are probably pumped with like more testosterone and stuff in their face than Madonna?
Chicken lips.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, we're talking about fast food
chickens. A woman in America mm-hmm. has been charged for shooting at a KFC drive-thru window.
Yep.
Because she didn't receive her fork and napkin.
So good.
What's the world coming to?
What, who is she? Yosemite Sam? Bow, bow, bow. Mm. You can't just start shooting up the place if you don't get a knife and fork.
Yeah.
Maybe they didn't want to give her a knife.
Maybe they didn't. Well, yeah, probably.
Yeah.
Probably someone you wouldn't want to give a knife. Do you ever get angry in fast food joints? I mean, there's not a lot to get angry about. I mean, when you're eating fast food, it's fast food. It's like yep. sleeping with that person you know you shouldn't, but you know you need to.
Exactly.
You know?
And then you feel shame and guilt afterwards.
Yeah, like you know what you're doing though. You yep. know what you're getting yourself into. Mm-hmm.
Look, I actually make a rule to never take my guns into fast food restaurants.
Very smart choice.
Just in case there's an incident.
Yes.
Yeah, I always leave them at home. She's...
Look, the only thing I would get angry in a fast food joint for is those bloody visors.
Oh, yeah, just shoot them.
Why do they wear the visors? Why the visor?
I think they also feel shame for working there, so they just pop them low. So, got to let you know, though, no one was hurt. She shot through the drive-thru window. Unfortunately, the ice cream machine is down. It took a few bullets.
Samantha Jade, bounce. Are you bouncing, Gabe?
Yes, I'm going to bounce on out of here. I can't stay in the one place for too long.
No, you can't.
I've got a stalker.
You're very fidgety.
I've got a stalker.
What?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
I know, it's weird.
Oh, my God.
It's girlfriend, sister, just real weird behavior from her.
Why?
Pretty
What's
sure
happening?
She's just like listening to us on the radio. She's probably looking me up on YouTube. I've never met her, and I feel like she knows more about me than my girlfriend does. It's kind of scary. It's weird.
Gabe.
What?
You realize if she's listening every week, she's probably listening right now.
Oh, no.
Jesus Christ.
Oh, someone's left their phone on the roof. Ruh-roh. You're in a red Corolla. Get your phone off your roof.
You want a chip?
No, thank you.
Okay.
Throw it out the window.
All right.
There he goes. Oh, don't throw it up. Oh, we've lost another one. No good. This is actually quite
I'm actually, you know, these eagles, I'm feeding them live mice that I find in my house.
Oh, hey,
watch
you do?
This. I'm going to throw another one out at the window. Watch this. They're
so
very
cool.
quick, aren't they?
They are very
I didn't know
quick.
We had wild eagles in Melbourne.
That's a big bucket of mice. How many mice do you have here, Ben?
So many. There's a huge infestation in Melbourne right now.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, I think they're all at your house, to be honest
yeah,
with you.
Yeah,
you
yeah.
brought, oh, two buckets of dead mice. Okay, interesting.
Yeah. All right.
Okay.
That's a seagull that wants to be fed.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, they don't, I'm keep throwing all these mice out. They're not wanting them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, no, I dropped my Panadol.
I've got you.
Oh, no, I dropped my Panadol. No, don't eat the Panadol. Don't eat it. It's not, oh, wow. Okay, that one's gone.
Now, we've had this message. Yep. Hi, Gabe. It's Mars, your stalker. Of course I'm listening.
Oh, no.
I'm always listening, Gabe. Hi, Ben. Hi, Mars.
Oh, no. No, oh, God, could you escort me back to my car?
Sure, this from the helicopter.
Oh, no, this is scary. It's weird. She didn't tell me. That's why she's not on social media, because her sister's a...
Lesbian?
No. Oh, maybe. Maybe she does want a piece of this. I'm pretty hard to resist.
Oh, this is too much. Rock and roll.
Yeah, it's pretty rockin'.
Yeah.
Man.
Mm.
Loved it. Andy the Tradie, he would have been loose as listening to that.
That's Reese Maston. Shut up and kiss me. You wouldn't say that to everyone.
Shut up and kiss me.
No. I mean, like in the heat of the moment.
Nah.
Shut up and take me.
Yeah, it's pretty gross.
Under the covers.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Woodrow.
There's a lot of people you wouldn't say that to, in fact.
Nah.
Like your sales assistant.
No.
Share ride driver. All kinds of people.
No. Nah.
Production manager just came in, didn't say it to him, would have been weird.
Hey, Gabe.
Yes.
We're about to get into the news headlines.
Uh-huh.
But before we do that, did you see Tony Abbott was in jail the other day?
No.
Went to visit his friend.
Oh,
well,
yeah.
He won't say who his friend is, but I believe it's George Powell.
Okay. Well, it probably was George Powell.
Yeah.
I can't imagine Tony Abbott's got many friends in prison.
He denied all accusations of who he was seeing. He just said, look, I was simply visiting a friend, that's all.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yep. What do you reckon he was taking into George Powell? You know, if he, do you reckon he like smuggled anything in for him?
Well, he's funded the budgie smugglers, so I'm going to say that Pal's got a new friend that is a budgie.
Yeah, yeah. What maybe a cake with not a nail file but a crucifix. Yeah, yes. Can you bring those into jail? I guess
crucifixes?
You can.
Yeah, I don't know. Mm. Maybe. I think George should be doing a lot of praying while he's in there, so hopefully it's no good.
Good old Abbott.
Yeah.
Always out there for the, you know, true Aussies.
Yeah, yeah. It kind of reminds me of Prince Andrew going to visit Jeffrey Edelstein or whatever his name is. What an idiot. Just hanging out with a convicted sex
offender.
What an idiot.
Yeah.
Good on you. Okay, I'm going to stop this right here because I think this is very important that I get this right. I meant Jeffrey Epstein, not Jeffrey Edelstein, the Australian medical entrepreneur who was known for dating much younger women. I meant Jeffrey Epstein, the American sex entrepreneur known for dating much, much younger... I don't think I should really say that. Now, this is by no means the first time, and it absolutely won't be the last time that I get somebody's name wrong. Seriously, Ben is constantly correcting me when I stuff things up. Here's another example from today's show.
You've joined a bike gang.
I have, and it's great. I just have security guards following me everywhere. I ride a Triumph now.
Okay.
Yeah, it's super cool. Imagine Angelina Jolie as Lara Croft, and then imagine me.
And then imagine Angelina Jolie as well.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Yeah, anyway, okay. Sorry. Yeah, go. You are here with Ben and Gabe.
Running out of time.
I decided to do a melody.
Okay, that's...
I'm so sorry about that.
It's good to test things and maybe never do that again.
Yeah.
But we're good. We're good. Okay, so I just wanted to mention there's something really exciting happening at the moment. It is a new show that is going to air. It's very rare that TV picks up Australian comedies. It's been a while. But there's a new one out. It's called Metrosexual.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the very important thing about this is it is written by an Australian man, Riley Nottingham.
Yes.
He is a gay guy, but the two lead actors in this series are both queer.
Lesbians?
Gay. No, Riley's not a lesbian.
Okay.
He's absolutely not. Oh. Geraldine Hickey is in the lead role.
Love Geraldine.
Lesbian.
Yeah.
Brilliant. Riley Nottingham, actor, writer, wrote the show, stars in the show.
Not a lesbian.
Yeah. But he's gay, right? This is huge. This is big. This has never happened before. Two lead gay characters on a TV show. Written by Australians, for Australians. It's a funny comedy. It actually starts tonight. It's on Nine now. It's a Channel 9 on the TV. Yep. You know that free-to-air stuff?
Yeah.
Okay, it's on there. Check it out. Support it. It's a great show. It's very funny. It's actually got friend of the show David Tolk in it.
Fantastic.
He does a little...
Your friend.
My friend.
Not mine.
Not yours. Okay.
I'm joking. I've got my hand on my hip.
Yeah.
Love you, Dave. I know you're listening. Stud Muffin.
It's very exciting. Check it out. Metrosexual. It's good. You're going to love it. Exciting times. Well done, Riley. Congratulations.
I have to tell you something, though. I'm in a pickle. Speaking of which.
I'm in a pickle. Okay, sure.
Because I was speaking last week of how I was at Bunnings. I was trying to find the right soil. I'm developing a bit of a green thumb.
Yeah, I think it's great.
I'm enjoying indoor plants. I'm repotting pots. I'm watering. I'm fertilizing. I'm really getting into it.
This is great. This is good for your soul, Ben.
The only thing is I've gotten myself into hot water because my housemate neglects his plants. He's... terrible with his plants. In fact, I accuse and abuse him all the time about it because he doesn't water them.
Oh, Ezra, what are you doing,
mate? I know. Yeah, really bad. So sometimes, me being the good person that I am,
okay,
when he's not home,
I
take his plants out and I water them.
That's lovely.
Not because I care, but mostly because I'm bored.
Okay, so it's good. It's good.
Anyway, one of his succulents, beautiful succulents.
They're so good because you can't kill them.
So hardy, so hardy.
Good. Yeah, good.
I'm telling you now, he's bloody neglecting this thing. Hasn't watered in a long time.
Okay,
thought it needed a bit of an R&R.
Mm-hmm.
Bit of an R&R. So I took it outside. I watered it.
Lovely.
I think I put it in I put a bit of fertilizer on it as well.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Just a little capful in the watering can.
Okay, that's a good thing, surely. Sounds good, right?
Might have left the succulent out a few days.
That's okay.
I think it was raining.
It's a succulent. Oh, okay.
Anyway, I've gone outside. Flash forward a couple days later. Mm-hmm. I think the succulent's is dead.
You think it's dead?
I've killed it.
No.
It's leaves. It's leaves. What do you call a succulent's little branches?
I don't know. Arms?
It looks like Bill Shorten after the election.
Oh, no.
It's done. It's toast.
Oh, God.
I've killed an unkillable plant.
You have.
They're meant to survive off minimal water.
Yes.
I've killed my housemate's plant. I've got blood on my hands. I haven't told him yet. I don't think he's listening yet because he's probably at work. But I did this really naughty thing where, oh my God, I'm in so much trouble.
Yeah.
I took the plant back in his room and I made sure all the curtains were closed so he wouldn't notice that the succulent leaves were a different shade.
Oh no.
Oh my God.
You say blood on your hands, but I would say more like aloe vera.
Yeah, they're very smooth. Do you want to touch them?
No, thank you.
I mean, I'll obviously buy him a new plant. They're replaceable, I guess, but I don't know. Do I need to go to school to learn more about plants?
I think what you've done is you've waterboarded the plant. Don't waterboard a plant.
Yeah, okay.
Treat it with love and kindness.
I get bored, though. Like, I sometimes I just don't have anything to do around the house. Sometimes I need to fill the void.
Well,
there's only so many times you can check Grindr and have a cup of tea.
Yeah, well, maybe get a plant that needs watering regularly. Yeah, that way you're not just forcing it upon a poor plant that's clearly drowning.
Yeah.
It's not good.
Am I an abuser?
I think you're a murderer.
Oh, no.
No, it's not murder. It's just a manslaughter, plant slaughter.
Is there, like, therapy for this? Is there some sort of way in which I can be a better person now?
No, I think you're done now. You're done.
You've been listening to Ben and Gabe on Joy.
Hey, it's been a great day. Ben, I just want to say, I know I give you a lot of grief, but I love you.
Oh, I love you too.
You're a great friend. Please stop calling. Lose my number. No, I'm joking. No. Love it.
I have
love
nothing
it.
Else to say to that. This I know, really it's really awkward. I feel like there's a fly in the room right now or something.
There's something going on. But no, you're all right. Love you.
I'm hard at giving emotions to people.
I get it.
Something that stems from childhood.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay, it's all good. Okay.
I have severe trust issues.
Can you just say one nice thing about me?
I really like your sweater.
You bought me this sweater. Thanks a lot. Okay, it's been a great show.
It's a really nice charcoal.
Thank you.
Did you get it from Dini's or something?
No, Country Road.
Really?
Yeah. Mm.
Salvos.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
You've been listening to Ben. I can't say anything nice.
No. You're actually looking really confused.
Imagine if you, like, hit me on the head with a spade or something and I got amnesia and then I just came in and I was like, it was really nice.
I would be like,
you're like, what's wrong?
Exactly.
No, I love you.
Oh,
thank
yeah.
you so much to everyone for listening. As always, it's an absolute pleasure to be in your homes, be in your car, just be with you.
Yes.
We love doing this.
We love it. Thanks.
And we hope you enjoy it. You can follow us on Instagram, Ben and Gabe Joy. Mm-hmm. Is there anything else?
Send all your complaints to my junk mail.
Push the little daisies and make them come up. Push little daisies and make
them. Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.